Welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, presenting programs from radio's golden era. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. Drama on the way in this hour from the Silver Theater, presenting the story Escape from Tomorrow in two parts. Part one begins now as first heard on CBS on February 12, 1939.
International Silver Company presents The Silver Theater, starring Andrea Leeds and John Garfield in Escape from Tomorrow, directed by Conrad Nagel. Brought to you in behalf of two of the greatest names in silverware, International Sterling, world-famous solid silver, and 1847 Rogers Brothers, America's finest silver plate.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Conrad Nagel welcoming you to the 20th of the new series of Silver Theater dramatic productions. Before we introduce today's play and its players, we'd like to say briefly that among those to appear on Silver Theater in the near future are Lee Tracy, Shirley Ross, Helen Hayes, and others. And now for today's story. The lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on Act One of Escape from Tomorrow, an original drama written especially for Silver Theater by two of America's foremost motion picture writers, Gene Towne and Graham Baker. Our stars are John Garfield and Andrea Leeds, who play the roles of Dan and Wilma Morgan, with Lindsay McCary as Inspector McLaughlin. High over the Atlantic, bound from Nassau in the West Indies to New York, a huge flying transport battles its way through a sudden and unexpected storm. 13 are aboard, eager, all of them, to be at their journey's end. All that is, save two. Two who speak so that others may not hear.
But we've got to decide, Dan, and before we land, don't you see if...
Now, look, funny face. If anybody's doing any worrying, it's me. Get that? This is a honeymoon, remember?
Oh, but I'm scared, darling. What's the use of...
Scared? For what? We're in one of the biggest transport planes ever turned out. We're up in the clouds so close to the old angels, you could stick your head out and talk to them. And you're worrying.
Oh, it's not flying I'm afraid of, Danny. You know that. It's...
You know, the more I think of it, the surer I am. Over in Jersey. That's the place.
Jersey?
Of course, it's farther out, but you can get better houses for less dough. I think we can even get one with a fence around it. What kind of fences you like?
Oh, darling.
Personally, I go for pickets. You see, picket fences are the one kind kids can't crawl over, while they're little, I mean. And I'm darned if I'm going to let you chase all over the...
Danny, will you stop it?
Hey, now look, Mrs. Daniel Morgan, you've got to take it easy.
How can I?
Well, be like me. I just let myself think of one thing, see? That's you and me, standing in that little church back there in Nassau, saying forever and ever. Because that's what it's gonna be.
Is it?
Bet you my life.
Oh, Danny.
That's better.
But how, darling? How can it be forever?
What does that matter? It's gonna be. You see, I never told you this, but I got a special pal who's aces with the guy who fixes things.
The guy who fixes things?
That's how I got you. I talk to this pal of mine. I say, look, buddy, there's a gal named Wilma, see? Now, I don't know what other people think, but for Danny Morgan, she's Miss America plus Canada plus Mexico plus all the other countries you got around. So how's about a word to the guy who fixes things for me? That's what I told him. And, well, that sure got fixed, didn't it? So now...
Danny.
Yeah?
Sorry to interrupt, lad, but do you suppose Wilma could change seats with me a minute? I want to talk to you.
What about?
Sure, I'll change seats with you, Mac. Oh, Dan, please keep your temper.
Thanks, Wilma.
Oh, that's all right.
All right, copper. Too much to expect you to leave a guy alone a minute with his wife.
Oh, don't talk like that, Dan. You know
Pardon
that I...
me, but I'm serving chocolate to all passengers in just a few minutes. Would you gentlemen care for some?
Huh? Oh, why, sure. I'll have some. Thank you, stewardess.
And you, sir?
Count me out. Oh, thanks, just the same.
Quite all right, sir. Pardon me.
Now, Danny.
What's up? Decide to put the bracelets on me to be sure I don't run out on you?
Oh, now, cut it, lad. There's no one on this plane knows, and no one needs to know. You're just a passenger like all the rest. And, son, I want to help you.
Help me? That's a cinch. Just jump overboard.
Why do you think I stood up with you and Wilma to get married yesterday? Well, there's nothing I'd like better than to just forget I ever caught up with you and let you kids go on your way. But I can't do that. I'm a copper, and I've got to do my job. What are you going to do, Dan? When we land, I mean. I ought to know for your sake.
Suppose I tell the truth.
Ah, that's smart.
And plead not guilty.
Not guilty? Huh. Pretty stubborn, aren't you, son?
Am I?
Now, look, Danny.
Hey.
Huh?
Those motor planes. They sound right to you?
Sure, I think so. Sure they are. Oh, you're a little jumpy, that's all, Dan. So it's not guilty, huh?
That's what I said.
It's crazy, Danny. Add it up for yourself. A boy has a taxi stand at 42nd and Broadway, and among his steadiest customers are Tony Morelli and his boys. One day, Morelli and three others jump in the boys' cab, and he rides them to the Eastern National Bank. He waits for them and then drives them over to Jersey. Only our boy don't know that his customers have robbed that bank of $60,000 while they were inside.
Well, that's on the level. I didn't know. I'd ridden them guys lots of times on Sundays.
I haven't finished yet. And that same night, while our taxi driver is visiting his girlfriend, one of the guys he drove that afternoon shows up. He hands our boy an envelope and he says, "There's your split. Keep quiet." And then he beats it. And our boy opens the envelope and there's $5,000. And that's the first he ever knew there was a robbery. You really expect a jury to believe that, Danny?
Well, it's true.
Then why did you jump the country and Wilma with you? Why didn't you come to me?
Because you got a habit of asking names, copper, and telling names ain't healthy. Not when Morelli's boys is mixed up in something.
I get it. You're scared.
For me, no. For Wilma, yes. But I'm going to beat this rap, copper, and I'll do it without a lot of talking. I can prove that they came to me with payoff dough.
How can you prove it?
By Wilma. I was at her place when the guy gave it to me.
Oh, that's swell. Did you ever hear of a law that prevents a wife from testifying for her own husband?
You mean Wilma can't...
Maybe you had an alibi, son, but you married yourself out of it at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Oh. Well, that's a hot one. Well, that's swell.
Now, look, Danny, there's one chance for you, and only one. Turn state's evidence. Whether you helped to rob that bank or not, you know the guys who did. So tell us who they were. Come with me to the...
Something wrong.
There's no need for concern. The ship's all right.
Thomas, what's happening? Why don't you find out?
Danny, the plane, we're going down.
Take it easy, kid. She's all right, huh? Listen to those motors now.
I tell you, I've been a flyer myself, and I know the plane's icing up. Why don't you tell the truth?
There's nothing to be concerned about. Quiet. Quiet, everyone, please.
Oh, Danny, darling.
Everyone in his seat, please, quickly, and fasten safety belts.
Look, Mac.
Take your seat back, Wilma.
Thanks.
I don't know just what's happening right now, but anyway, good luck.
Oh, look, Danny, out the window. Those waves down there, we won't have a chance.
Oh, you always got a chance. Besides, whatever's going to happen, we're together, aren't we?
Oh, quick, darling. Kiss me just in case.
Sure.
Oh, Danny, I love you.
Wilma, you all right?
Yes. Yes, and you?
Sure. You can't kill her.
Thomas, help me, somebody. Help me. My husband.
Don't get excited. Keep your hands. Be calm. Don't get excited.
Silence. Silence. Attention, everybody. I'm in command of this ship, and you'll obey my orders, all of you. Now you'll find life belts under your seats. Put them on now.
Here, kid. Here's yours.
We may have to abandon the ship, but everyone must keep his head. We've landed in the Gulf Stream, and the water is warm. You can stay afloat for hours. We've already radioed for help. It may be here before the ship goes down.
No, no, it won't. She's sinking now.
Dan. Huh? Look, Mac's unconscious.
Hey, Mac. Come on, copper. Snap out of it. He must have smacked his head when we hit the water. Come on, Mac.
Dan, is he alive?
Sure, sure he's alive. Look at him breathe. Come on. Come on, here, copper. You got to...
Danny was sinking.
Abandon ship. All passengers into the water and hurry.
Oh, darling, we've got...
Mac, he's still out here. Take his life belt. I'll have to carry him. You go ahead there.
All right, Danny.
Remember, everybody, jump as far from the plane as you can and then keep swimming. Don't cling to the wreck or you'll be pulled down with it.
Go on, Wilma. See you in a minute.
All right. Come on, Danny.
Hey, how's about a hand here, buddy? I want to toss this guy out.
You sure he's alive? Maybe you better just...
No, you'll give me a hand. Shove us both at once.
Right. Here you go. Oh, hey, what is it?
You went out, copper. Now you're taking a swim. Here, keep hold of my shoulders. We got to find Wilma. Wilma!
Look, Dan. Don't worry about me. I can...
I said stick with me. Hold on. Wilma! Hey, funny face. Wilma!
Danny! Over here!
Come on,
Danny.
Copper. Come on.
Danny, here he is. Here's my husband. Here he is.
Oh, where's mine? They didn't get
it. Easy, ma'am. You can't go back to the wreck. She's going down.
Keep clear, everybody. Keep clear of the plane. Keep clear! There she goes. Oh. Hello. Hello, everybody. Listen to me. We've got to stay together. We wireless our position and there'll be ships to look for us. Keep your heads. Your lifeboats will hold you up.
Oh, how long will it be before they come, Captain?
I can't tell you that. Perhaps only an hour.
Oh, they'll never find us. They'll never find us. We'll drown.
down and you'll
die. Stewardess, try to quiet that woman.
Yes, Captain.
Is there anyone who needs special help, who feels he can't stay up?
That man over there, Captain.
Well, McGracklin's all right. I can take care of him. But, Captain, what if we all get in a circle and tie our life belts together? We can hold each other up.
A good idea. You hear that, everybody? Swim into a circle. All here together.
All right. Copper, come on. We're swimming again.
I can't, Danny. I'm too far gone.
Forget it. Stick with me.
Wilma. Wilma.
Yes, Mac?
Make him let go of me. I'll drag him down, too. My legs are lead.
I said I'd keep you up. Hey, your bracelets, where are they? Wilma, while I keep hold of him, you get his handcuffs. They'll be hanging from his belt.
Now, look, Danny, lad. You can't do this.
You got him?
Yeah. Here, darling.
Good. Now, snap one on his wrist. Now, the other on mine.
No, Danny, no. You've got Wilma to take care of.
Yeah, Wilma, snap that cuff.
All right, darling.
Now, I've got your cuff. And you're not getting away, see? I bet you my life. Come on. We're joining the family circle. All three of us. Hey, how you doing, funny face?
I'm all right, Danny. How long has it been?
I don't know. 4 hours, I guess, maybe six. How about you, Mac? You know, you ain't doing such a hot job of holding me up. What do you think I fastened you onto me for? You know, this ain't so bad. Now with the wind's gone down,
Listen, all of you. Please do what I say. How, I don't know, but my life belt got away from me. I can't hold out. Not any longer now. And I know it. Now, don't try to save me, please. It'll do no good. I'm too far gone. The 10 of you that are left will have a chance. In fact, you'll win. I'm sure of it. But only if you let me go.
Martin, wait.
I can't, Captain. Sorry. The old arms just won't function any longer. It's better this way. So cheerio, all of you. And a world of luck. It's best.
Martin!
Hey, some music. That's what we need. How many of you can sing? Oh, come on, somebody start a song. I said we gotta sing. Wilma, help me start it. Come on. East side, west side, all around the town.
The boys will bring you around, Rosie.
What's happening? You're not going to let getting dark stop you singing. Now, what if a couple of ships did pass by without seeing us? That proves at least they're looking for us, don't it? Come on now. There's lots of songs we haven't tried yet. How's about a hot time in the...
Oh, might as well give up, Danny. None of us has the strength or spirit left for singing.
Oh, why don't we stop it? Why should we keep pretending? We might just as well give out.
Try and calm down, Mrs. Reed. That's going to do no good. There'll be another ship.
Sure. I'll bet you my life. Well, what time is it now? Any idea, Captain?
Nearly 9, I guess.
10 hours we've been here. How much longer can we stand it?
Oh, plenty. I'm getting used to this. You know, when I was a kid, we used to go swimming in the East River in the summertime. Only I never got to go much because I was working. This kind of makes up for it.
Danny, any sign of another boat, Turner? I'm nearly gone for good.
No, but there'll be one. And this time we'll connect. Third time's a charm. That right, funny face?
Yeah, that's right, Danny. Want me to help you hold Mac?
I'm okay. If my wrist hold out. Hey, what's happening, everybody? None of you know any more stories? Oh, who's heard the one about
Danny.
The... Yeah?
Danny, watch there. It's like a searchlight.
Huh? Wait, that comes again. Wait, we're sure. It is. Huh? Captain, huh? Over there. Watch, a searchlight.
Oh, it is! Help! Help!
No, wait, that'll do no good. It's too far off.
Captain, why not take a chance? Let's all of us call at once, together.
He's right. We've got to call together and make our voices carry as far as possible. Right. Ship ahoy!
Ship ahoy!
Ship ahoy!
Ship ahoy!
Oh, it's
It's no use. It's no use. They're going to pass us.
They are
going to
pass us. They can't pass us. We're going to keep it up
now. Come on, come on. Help!
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 Help! Help! Help!
Ship ahoy!
They've got to answer. They've got to answer.
And they will. I bet you my life. Listen. Listen, everybody.
They've heard us. Look. The searchlight. They're looking for us. Oh, Danny.
Keep on calling.
Ahoy!
The following evening, safe aboard the rescuing vessel, a cruise ship bound from Havana to New York. The 10 survivors have been the center of interest and attention for both passengers and crew, and no effort has been spared to ensure their comfort and well-being. And in a luxurious cabin forward on A deck.
Mac, I think he's waking up. Will you go now?
Okay, youngster. But I'll be back to talk to him. I've got to, for both of your sakes.
All right. Danny. Awake, Danny?
Huh? Hiya, funny face. I remember you.
Do you? You slept so long, I thought maybe you wouldn't.
Oh, sure. I'm funny that way. I always remember my wives. In fact, hey, what is this? Where'd you get that dress? And this room? I didn't go to sleep in...
You went to sleep in the Atlantic, Danny. Almost 2 days ago.
Huh? Oh, wait a minute. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm swell. Now that I've got a husband again.
And what about the others, Mac?
Mac's all right, too, Danny. He's more than all right. That's why we're here.
Why, we're here?
This happens to be the bridal suite of the cruise ship Mayfair, bound from Havana to New York.
The bridal suite? Hey, and these pajamas.
And they're the captain's, and here's his robe, too.
The captain's clothes and the bridal suite. What is this? Is this some kind of a gag?
No, Danny, it's not a gag. You see, they figured it was the least they could do for the hero of the plane disaster.
The hero? Who gave him that idea?
All the survivors, but mostly Mac.
Mac? You mean Mac told him that...
He told them the truth, that you saved his life. That's all he told them, Danny.
Yeah?
The bridal suite! How do you like that?
And it's not all, darling. The captain's giving a dinner tonight just in our honor. Really in yours, but they count me in because I'm the hero's wife.
Look, will you cut that stuff?
Oh, all right, Danny. Oh, but you know I'm so proud of you, don't you?
Proud? What word have you got to be proud? I'm the one. Let me look at you. Hey, what'd you do to your hair?
And the hairdresser on the boat fixed it for me.
And that dress. I suppose that's a hand-me-down for Mrs. Astor.
Well, I don't think that's her name, but it could be. One of the passengers was determined to fit me out.
She was, huh? Well, that was part of it. In fact, everything's just like it was supposed to be.
Like it was?
That pal of mine, remember? The fixer-upper? I'm talking to him and I say... How's about a couple of new outfits for Mrs. G? I mean, Mrs. M. And while you're about it, we could use a swell suite on a boat that's a honeymoon for ours. So my pal says, okay, Danny. And here we are.
You had the whole thing planned this way, huh?
Bet you my life.
I'll take that bet, mister. Oh, Danny, darling.
You think this is something? This is just the beginning. We're going to do lots of traveling, funny face, in suites like this. We're going to...
Danny.
Huh?
What are we going to do? Max kept quiet till now, but once we reach New York...
Look, will you forget New York and forget Max?
Oh.
I should have let him drown.
Oh, you couldn't. Not me. You, I know that, Danny, and so do you. And please don't blame Mac. He hates what he has to do worse than you do. He... Oh, Danny, why? Why did it have to happen like this? We didn't ask anything except each other. What did we do to make it all go wrong? Oh... Oh, I used to pray, Danny. Do you know that? I used to go and pray. Pray for nothing but to have us married and by ourselves. I didn't ask for any money or even for that little house with fences. I just wanted you and now...
Oh, now they're doing nothing.
Oh, they'll railroad you. You know they will. Oh, Danny, unless you turn state's evidence, and you've got to. Well, I know what's stopping you. You've been afraid for me because of Morelli and his gang, but that mustn't stop you, Danny. Tell the DA what you know. Tell him who did that robbery. You've got to, darling.
Maybe you're right. Who is it?
Mac, Danny.
Come in, Mac.
Hello, son.
Mac, Danny's going to...
I'm gonna... I get it. A little framing with my wife while I'm out. Is that it, copper? Thought you'd scare her into breaking me down.
Danny.
Let him talk, Wilma. You don't make it very easy for a guy, Danny. You know, I didn't pass that taxi stand of yours every day for 5 years without getting pretty strong for a lad named Danny Morgan. I haven't forgotten the night you rode me home with the meter up. But that's all apart from this, Danny. Even what you did out there in the water is apart from this. Maybe I feel like a heel, but taking you in is my job. There's nothing else I can do.
No?
Oh, but there is, Mac. Look, supposing you hadn't found us in Nassau. Suppose you were just to turn your head when we landed and...
And let 100 other coppers grab the both of you when you step off the gangplank?
Oh, he's right, Danny. There's no other way.
Well, son, it's up to you. You talk or not. If it's that gang you're thinking of, you have my word that you and Wilma will be as safe as the whole department can make you, and that's pretty safe. Well?
I got your word on that? What you said? Protection for my wife?
For both of you. You have my word.
All right. I'll do it. I'll turn state's evidence.
Oh, Danny.
Great. And now be getting dressed. You've got a day or so of being a hero to be attended to before we reach port. And as for your trial, you can forget it. I'll clear you, Danny lad. As sure as my name's McLaughlin, I'll get you off. And therefore, Your Honor, Dan Morgan can't be held for trial. Not just because of what he did out there in the ocean after that plane came down. That's all beside the point. He's got to be dismissed because he's offered to turn state's evidence. In fact, he's already told the district attorney who really robbed that bank.
Just a minute, Inspector McLaughlin. Let me remind you that you're the arresting officer in this case and not the public prosecutor. You stick to the facts, and the court will hear pleas from the proper source. Well, Mr. Prosecutor, what's your recommendation in this case?
My office will leave that to Your Honor's discretion.
To his discretion? Now, wait a minute, Mr. Prosecutor. You promised me...
Inspector, you'll be in order. It is the judgment of this court that an attempt has been made here to sentimentalize upon the so-called heroics of Dan Morgan during an airplane accident at sea. I see no reason why the defendant should not be held for trial. Daniel Morgan, will you please face the court?
Your Honor, please. You can't do this.
Silence! Daniel Morgan, you're aware of the charge on which you have been arraigned?
I am.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
I'm not guilty.
The defendant's trial is set for April 16th in Department 32 of the Superior Court. Bail at $5,000, incarceration in...
And we will prove that the defendant is beyond all reasonable doubt guilty of direct participation in the robbery of the Eastern National Bank. We will further prove that this muchly publicized and self-heralded hero did willfully so participate.
Sure he rode Morelli and his gang that day. I seen him ride him lots of times.
He could have been one of the men who held me up. I think he was.
He bought a ticket for Nassau, yes, and with that marked bill, the girl was with him.
All right, then I am in contempt of court. You can take my badge. I still won't testify against Dan Morgan. This whole thing's a farce.
They did, I tell you. They brought the money in an envelope while he was with me. He didn't know why they were paying him.
Object. Move that be stricken. Witness is the defendant's wife, can only serve as character witness.
Objection sustained.
It doesn't matter what I say. I told you the truth, but it's not the truth you want. Go ahead. You've made up your minds already. The railroad is on its way, so let it go. Go on. Go on and find me guilty.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you have decided upon a verdict.
We have.
The defendant will rise and face the court. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, how say you?
We, the jury, find the defendant guilty as charged.
The defendant, Dan Morgan, stands convicted as charged and is hereby sentenced to imprisonment in the state penitentiary for a term of not less than 15 years.
No! No, Danny! Huh? They can't!
She fainted.
Where do you think you're going, Morgan?
My wife, and try and stop me.
All right, all right, all right. Get back. Give her air. Get back, will you?
Wilma. Wilma.
Dan, I'm sorry, kid, you know.
Suppose you shut up, copper. Wilma.
Oh, Dan. Dan.
Hiya, funny face.
Oh, Dan. They can't.
15 years, they can't. Not now. You don't know, Danny. You...
What is she talking about, Mac? You heard me. What's she talking about?
Okay, Dan, then maybe it wasn't just the news that made her faint.
You can't go to prison, Danny. You can't go now.
I get it. A kid. That's wonderful. That's all we needed to make the picture perfect. That's all we needed. The guy that fixes things. Huh?
Listen to me, Dan. Wilma's going to have a child, yes. But I'm going to have you out before she does.
Yeah?
Yeah. Bet you my life, Danny. I'll have you out before your kid is born. Bet you my life.
The Silver Theater, on Tuned to Yesterday, Episode 1 of Escape from Tomorrow, from February 12, 1939, on CBS. You're listening to an hour of drama on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. The story Escape from Tomorrow, in two parts, with part two in a moment, was written by screenwriter Gene Towne, who's best known for his screenplays Mary Burns' Fugitive, which was adapted on the Lux Radio Theater 3 years after its theatrical release. He also wrote the screenplays You Only Live Once with Henry Fonda and Sylvia Sidney. In 1937, the movie History is Made at Night with Charles Boyer and Jean Arthur, and Swiss Family Robinson in 1940. Let's hear the conclusion of his story, Escape from Tomorrow, now, as heard a week later on CBS on the Silver Theater on February 19, 1939.
The lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on Act One of the concluding episode of Escape from Tomorrow by Gene Towne and Graham Baker, starring John Garfield and Andrea Leeds as Dan and Wilma Morgan, with Lindsay McCary as Inspector McLaughlin.
Get it?
Yeah, I got it.
What's it say?
I nicked him. 15 years. Read it yourself.
Let's see, Carlo. Dan Morgan, hero of the recent Atlantic plane disaster, was today sentenced to 15 years for participation in the robbery of the Eastern National Bank. The sentence was of unexpected harshness, inasmuch as Morgan had offered to turn state's evidence, naming the notorious Morelli brothers as the men who'd really committed the crime.
A rat.
As a result, Tony Morelli, leader of the Morelli organization, is already in custody, and the other brothers, Joe, Mario, and Carlo, are being hunted by police. 15 years.
That's good.
Good. What chance have we got to get at him behind 20-foot walls? I want to see him out and quick.
Yeah, maybe you've forgotten Tony, huh? Already on his way to Alcatraz because this kid don't keep his mouth shut.
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe we don't have to wait so long. Look at this picture.
Huh?
Wife of condemned hero collapses. Wilma Morgan, young wife of convicted man, has shown as she fainted in court, just as sentence was pronounced. Left to right, Dan Morgan, his wife, and Inspector Thomas McLaughlin, whose life Morgan reportedly saved when the transport plane in which McLaughlin was bringing Morgan back from the West Indies crashed in the Atlantic.
I don't get it. What's the copper got to do with it?
Nothing. But maybe the girl has. So Morgan goes away. Well, it's too bad. But his wife ain't going nowhere. And she won't be behind no walls.
His wife? You mean...
Look at that picture again. The both of you. Look good. Just so you're sure you can remember.
Morgan, Inspector McLaughlin has asked permission to be the one to take you up the line. Well?
I have to put the bracelets on you, son. Your left arm.
They go on easier here than they do in the ocean, don't they, copper?
Danny, you... Come on, lad. We've got a train to catch. Look, Danny, I know how you feel towards me, and I'm not blaming you. I promised I'd get you off, and then I couldn't deliver. But what I told you the other day in court still goes. I'm going to find a way to get you out.
Save the chatter, copper. If you'll be needing it to convince some other sucker to turn himself in.
Look, lad, will you quit it? I haven't forgotten that you saved my life when that plane went down, Danny, and I'm never forgetting it. Why do you think I asked to be the one to take you on this trip today?
How do I know? Maybe... Hey, this isn't Grand Central.
You're right.
Well, what the...
You're getting out here, Danny. But first, I'm taking that handcuff off your arm.
Well, wait a minute, you...
I'm putting you on your honor, lad, and waiting for you while you're inside.
Inside? A church. That's swell. So I should go in and talk to the guy who fixes things, huh? Great.
Danny, you're going in there now.
Why should I?
See those two guys waiting there by the steps?
Yeah, what about them?
They're plainclothes men. If you remember, I promised you protection for your wife.
For Wilma? You mean Wilma's there inside?
And waiting for you. I couldn't let you stop off at your house, but after all, a church. Well, Danny, wait. You're on your honor, lad, and there's not much time.
Hey.
Danny.
Hiya, funny face.
Oh, Danny, my darling.
Hiya. Feeling okay?
Sure. Sure, darling, I'm swell. I was just afraid you might not get here.
Say, this ain't so bad. A church looks different when it's empty, don't it?
Uh-huh.
Where's the fella that's playing that music?
Up in the balcony, I guess.
Well, why didn't he learn to play?
He's practicing. Don't say anything. I like it.
Okay. But he still ought to learn to play. You sure you feel all right?
Yes, Danny.
You're not scared or nothing?
Uh-uh.
Hey, this church ain't so bad. But I'd still take that little one in Nassau. You looked swell that day, you know it?
Did I, Danny?
Sure. If you only hadn't bawled, of all the stoops, bawling at your own wedding.
Mac bawled, too.
We'll leave Mac out of this.
Oh, Danny.
You sure you're okay, funny face? Shouldn't you maybe be in... at home, in bed, resting?
Look, Mr. Morgan. There are a couple of million babies born in this country every year. And their mothers don't all go to bed the whole time they're waiting for them to arrive.
Did the doctor say anything about when...
A long time yet. October.
Oh.
Danny.
Huh?
We've got to talk about something else. While you're up there, darling, you're not to be afraid. For me, I mean. I'll be all right. I'll write you every day, and twice a month on Sundays I can come up
you
to...
You won't. You'll stay away from there. I don't even want you near the place. We'll wait till I get out. We'll wait, do you understand?
All right, my darling.
Well, I guess I better go now. How's about it, funny face? You coming to the station with me?
Let's say goodbye. Here, Danny.
Okay, kid. Take care of yourself.
Oh, darling. Darling.
Hey, cut it, will you?
Danny. Don't think I'm crazy, but before you go, won't you... I mean, will you say something, just a word maybe, to the guy who fixes things?
No.
Please, darling. There are times when there's just nothing else to do, when no one else can help. Please, Danny.
You heard me, no. I tried that stuff before. The guy that fixes things, huh? He fixed things, and how? 15 years.
Oh, it won't be that long, my darling. Max swears he'll have you out before October.
Max swore I'd never go up at all. But you needn't worry. They're not going to keep me in that place. Not when my kid's being born. I'd like to see him try it.
Danny. Danny, no. No, please. Please don't do anything crazy. Oh, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to wait. I'll wait forever, Danny, darling, just so I know you're coming back to me. But you mustn't take any chances up there.
And she's right, Danny.
Mac.
I'm sorry, Wilma, but I've got to take him now. Come on, lad.
Always have to bust in, don't you, copper? Go on, go on, go on. I'll meet you in the taxi.
Okay, lad, but remember, we can't miss that train.
Well, funny face, this is it?
Yeah.
Look up here. That's the stuff. Okay if I don't kiss you? I just want to remember you like this. Only I'll be pretending them tears ain't there. Because Mrs. M is a gal who can take it, see?
Sure.
Now, turn around. And look that way, will you? And don't say nothing till I'm gone.
Danny.
Hey. Hey. Yeah. Yeah, that's better. Okay, funny face. So long. And just remember this. When that day in October comes along, a guy named Danny Morgan is going to be there. There's nothing in this man's world can stop him. Bet you my life.
Danny. doesn't mean it. Those things he said. He doesn't really mean a one of them. You've got to understand it. Help him. Please. If he won't talk to you, then let me talk for both of us. He didn't mean to blaspheme. I know he didn't, but you see, to Danny, you were... Well, you were always the guy who fixes things, and he thinks you've let him down. Oh, I know you haven't, because you couldn't. Not Danny. Not after the things he's done. Why, what Danny saved 9 lives when that plane went down. You know that, don't you? You must know, and that's why you've got to help him now. Without his asking, please. Please, you've got to help him now.
Once again, the lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on the concluding act of Escape from Tomorrow, starring John Garfield and Andrea Leeds as Dan and Wilma Morgan. Several months have passed, endless, torturous months to Danny, determined to get out by whatever means and regardless of cause. Anxious, fearful months for Wilma, thinking ever of the danger to Danny if he fulfills his threat to break from prison. And then on a day early in fall...
Okay, Inspector McLachlan, what kind of runaround is it this time?
I've got news, lad. News you ought to know.
Wilma?
She's all right, Dan, but only because my boys were on the job. The Morellis were after her.
The Morellis, you mean?
They didn't touch her. There was some shooting, and Mario Morelli's dead. But the other brothers got away. I only tell you, lad, so that you'll know that when you do get out, you must be careful.
When I get out? You've been saying that for months. I'm tired of listening, see? You're going to get me a new trial. You're going to get me a pardon from the governor. You're going to...
Listen, Danny. The parole board meets October 1st. That's just a week away, and I'm going to make them give you a parole.
Suppose you save it, cop. I heard it all the time before. I'm getting out, see? And without your help.
Danny, no. No, lad, listen. You'll ruin everything.
But you gotta let me use that gun, Roy. You gotta. Do you understand?
Easy, Danny, my boy. I got a rod, yeah. But the pal who got this gun in here to me forgot I never break that way. You're bunkered with an expert. I guess I busted out of more pins than you can name. But you gotta be smart, me bucko. If you walk out a door, that's one thing. When they catch you, you walk back in. But if you walk out over a stiff or two, then when they catch you, you don't walk anywhere no more. No, son. We wait until
Look,
we get...
Roy, I ain't waiting, see? If you won't use that rod...
Watch it.
Morgan, you're wanted in the warden's office.
Okay.
The warden to speak to you alone in here because...
Never mind all that. What about my wife?
Wilma went to the hospital this morning, Dan.
The hospital?
The doctor wanted her there for observation. The baby's still not due for 2 days yet, maybe 3.
You're lying to me.
Why would I lie?
To keep me in here. To be sure I don't break. Well, I am breaking, copper. I said I'd be out when that kid is born, see? And there's no jail strong enough to stop me.
Easy, Danny. You're talking wild. You've got no way to get out.
I got a way. I got a rod in there. I mean, I'm...
What are you saying, lad? Well, you can't, Danny. If you've got all the guns in creation hidden away inside there, you mustn't use one. Not now, lad. It'll ruin everything. I tell you, this parole is on...
You tell me nothing. Sure, I can get a rod. I'm using it tonight. Now, go and tell the warden what I said. Go on and squeal on me.
Oh, warden...
Yes, McLachlan?
Warden, I've just been talking to Danny Morgan.
Yeah?
And there's something you should know.
Oh, what's that?
He's sick, Warden. I'd suggest you send him right to the hospital now, before he even gets back to his cell. The lad's in no condition to be left alone.
Good idea, McLachlan. Thanks.
I've got it. It's fine, sealed and in the bag.
Oh, Mac. Dan, does Dan know?
No, I'm on my way up to him now, but I had to stop with the news for you. How are you, girl? What does the doctor say?
Well, he isn't sure. Perhaps tonight, perhaps tomorrow.
Oh, well, either one, the lad will be there. You can be sure of that. How's the patient, Danny boy?
You, of all the lousy double...
Now, wait a minute, lad. Suppose you look at this.
Huh? Dan Morgan is hereby paroled to... You did it! You weren't lying, copper. You did it!
I'll say I did it, laddie. You're paroled in my custody.
Wilma.
The baby's due tonight or tomorrow morning, lad, so we're getting out of here and down to that hospital right now, the two of us. ¶¶
released Morgan in the custody of Inspector Thomas McLaughlin. Rumored as having strong influence with the parole board was the fact that Morgan's wife, Wilma, is hourly awaiting the birth of a child in St. Stephen's Hospital. Today's action reawakened speculation as to the whereabouts of the two survivors of the Morelli gang, which Morgan explained...
Turn that off.
So I was right. Maybe we don't have to wait so long.
Huh? Now wait so long?
Look, Carlo. Tony is in Alcatraz. Mario, the cops get him, both because of Danny Morgan.
You mean that now we go to...
To where Danny Morgan's going. That's where we go. Come on.
But, Sister Miriam, please let me wait as long as possible. Danny will be here. Mac went for him. He's...
Hiya, funny face.
Danny. Sister, will you please? Just for a minute. There must be that much time.
All right. Until the doctor comes back.
Darling.
I made it. Didn't I tell you I make it?
And Mac?
Gone down to headquarters, but he'll be back. Hey. Hey. How are you? You okay?
Sure. Sure, I'm swell.
Is it pretty bad?
It's kind of like having about a million lights flash on at once. And so bright you just can't stand to watch them and then go out. Only the lights keep coming on again.
Gee. Well, I'm here anyway.
Yeah.
How much longer did they say?
Pretty soon.
You're not scared?
You?
Oh, me? When was I ever scared? And look, kid, you got to be thinking of one thing all the time, see? That house with fences.
A picket fence. Because that's the one kind kids can't crawl over. Remember when you said that?
Yeah. And there's another thing. I don't want no double cross from you, see, funny face? This has got to be a girl, see? So as I can call it Wilma.
I'll see what I can do. Mr. Morgan.
Hey. Okay?
Yeah, but you better call the doctor.
Sure, kid. The doctor. Doctor. Sister, hey. But you're sure about one thing, Doctor. Nothing's more important than my wife. I mean, if...
Yes, and I understand. And now I must go, sister. Will you show Mr. Morgan to the waiting room?
Of course. This way, young man.
Yeah. Good luck, Doc.
Same to you, son.
You wait out here. As you see, you won't be alone. Mr. Olafson's an almost father, too. This is Mr. Morgan, Mr. Olafson.
How do you do?
Hello.
If the delay gets too trying, Mr. Morgan, I might suggest you watch the babies through the glass there. That's the nursery.
Is that where mine will be after it's born?
Yes, they're all of them kept in there.
Gee.
We'll let you know just as soon as there's word.
Thank you.
I think it's better you sit down. Maybe it'd be a long time.
Huh? I'm okay.
Oh, you first time here, no?
Yeah, first time.
I know. Now I can tell. Another fellow here until 10 minutes ago, he first time too. He go away just now. He go away crying.
Crying?
Yeah. His baby die.
His babe? Gee.
Oh. You look at kids in there, huh? They're plenty cute. I look too, first 3-4 times I'm here, but now I...
Hey. Where's that coming from?
What?
That music.
Oh, a chapel just down the hall there. You forget, it's a church hospital, yeah?
Well, there's a guy who can really play that piece.
Huh?
No. I was just mumbling. Sister, is it...
Not you, Mr. Morgan.
Oh, it's for me, yeah?
Yes, Mr. Olafson.
What is it this time? A girl, a flick or no?
A boy, Mr. Olafson. A fine boy.
Oh, a boy. Too bad. $3 I lose. I bet my brother Justa. I go see Helga now, no?
Yes, she's fine. You may go right into her room.
Ah, good. Oh, son. Good luck. And don't be too jumpy, huh? A lot of kids get born, yeah.
Okay, old-timer. Thanks and congratulations.
Congratulations when I lose $3.
Sister, just a minute. My wife, do you know?
I'm sorry. There's no more I can tell you.
Well, is she all right?
Yes, she's all right. You'll just have to be patient, I'm afraid.
Patient? Yeah. I'll just stick around and watch the kids through the glass there. Excuse me for bothering you.
It's no bother. And, son.
Yes, sister.
You mustn't be too afraid. That's not the way to help her. You must have a little faith.
Huh? Oh, sure. Thank you. Yeah. I guess this is one of those times she talked about.
One of those times.
When there's nobody else you can ask. Look, ma'am, you know how to put the words together better than I do. Do you suppose you could, that is...
Yes, son. I could and I will. I'm going to the chapel now.
Morgan.
Yeah?
Morelli.
Yeah, Morelli. Stand where you are and don't start yelling.
What do you want?
You hear that, Carlo? What do we want? 6 months we wait to find him and he asks, what do we want? Tony goes to the rock because of him. Mario's dead and he asks, what do we want?
Let's get it over and get out of here, Joe. This place...
I get it over soon enough. If you got a prayer to say, Squealer, say it now and quick.
I'm saying no prayers and you ain't shooting me, Morelli. My kid's being born in there and I'm sticking around until I see it.
Yeah? We got other plans.
Then you change them. Know what's inside this glass behind me? Take a look.
Hey, Joe, there's kids in there.
You bet there are a bunch of them. Go on, boys, and give it to me. Knock off a half a dozen kids while you're getting me. See how long before the coppers chase you down.
He's right, Joe. We can't plug them with those kids.
Carlo. All right, Morgan. It's up to you. I'm counting five, and then I'll let you have it. If you move over so the wall's behind you, there won't be no kids hurt. But if you don't, it's up to you. Make up your mind. One.
You'd do it, too, wouldn't you? Okay.
Two.
I'm moving.
You came to see your baby, did you? Keep moving. Three.
I said I'd move. I'd move till I was clear, didn't I? So...
Joe! Hey, Colin! Come on!
Take him to the fire escape! Go after him!
No, stay back! They're getting from outside!
They did! They got him! They got them both from down below! Come on!
But Mac! Mac, he's hurt!
Go on, I'll take care of Mac.
Sure, lads. Go on. Danny can take care of me.
Mac, you crazy fool. You walked right into it.
Yeah. Always was a cop who busted in at the wrong time, lad. You told me so yourself.
Yeah, in here, doctor. There were no
children. Oh, it's no use, doctor. No use, believe me. It'll be a waste of your time.
Mac, look, Mac, you're gonna...
Danny, tell me, lad, is it a boy or a girl?
We don't know yet.
Yeah, well, when you find out, just slip a word to her. The guy who fixes things, huh? And you tell me.
Mac. Oh, Doc.
I'm sorry, son.
Your wife, Morgan. You can go into her now.
Huh? Oh, yeah, thanks. Mac, you'll...
We'll take care of everything.
Yeah.
Danny, those shots... I heard...
Morelli's. They got Mac.
Oh, no, Danny.
Yeah.
But how?
He jumped in front of me. He... Oh, Wilma. I...
Oh, darling. Darling. Don't. You must.
But I was a heel to that guy, Wilma.
He didn't think so, Danny. He understood. He was a cop, Danny, but he was a swell one. And for anyone... He loved like he loved you and me. Well, Mac's glad, Danny. I'm sure of that somehow.
Glad?
He swore he'd have you out to see the baby. Remember what he said?
Bet you my life.
And he didn't lose that bet, Danny. Not really. He wouldn't think so. Oh, darling.
Hey, what about you? I just went kind of crazy with what happened out there. Are you all right?
Sure. I'm swell, and Danny, hold out your arms. Here.
What's this?
You got your wish, darling. A girl.
Yeah? Gee. Hi, funny face.
Conrad Nagel again, ladies and gentlemen, and I want you to meet our stars, Andrea Leeds and John Garfield, who at this moment are stepping out in front of our silver curtain.
Thank you, Conrad.
We want to thank you both for your fine performances in our play, Escape from Tomorrow.
Well, Conrad, it's been more fun than anything I've done in a long time.
You see, John, I told you, silver theater performers have more fun than anybody.
Well, you should know, Andrea, this is your third broadcast you've done for us.
That's right. And I almost forgot to tell you, since I worked for you on Silver Theater, well, almost a year ago, I've listened to most of your productions, and I think they're wonderful. Also, I became so sold on International Sterling that I bought a complete set of it for my home.
That's great. Hope Mrs. John Garfield's listening.
Well, you don't have to sell us, Conrad. Mrs. Garfield and I are both international silver fans. Bet you my life.
Well, that's fine, John. Now, I'm afraid our time is up. Thank you, John Garfield and Andrea Leeds. We'll be looking for you on Silver Theater again in the near future.
Andrea Leeds, who appeared on Silver Theater through the courtesy of Samuel Goldwyn, will soon be starred opposite Gary Cooper in The Real Glory. John Garfield may currently be seen in They Made Me a Criminal, and his forthcoming Warner Brothers picture will be Juarez, in which he will appear with Paul Muni and Betty Davis. Next week, Silver Theater will star Herbert Marshall and Maureen O'Sullivan. Be sure to listen.
The Silver Theater, untuned to yesterday from February 19, 1939 on CBS, bringing the curtain down on this hour of drama, untuned to yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVonier. Thanks for listening.